Ben's to the right of me, Matt's to the left. Here I am, stuck in the middle of the GMAT podcast.
Whoa.
Ooh, GMAT.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 143 of the GMAT podcast.
Forget about two rounds of blue and calculus. You can always do your homework on the morning bus. Can't tell a verb from a noun, they're the nicest kids in town.
Joey,
Mikey,
Vicky, Becky,
Beth,
Jesse,
Carla,
Holly,
Noreen,
Doreen,
and I'm
GMAT.
That.
Today's episode of the GMAT podcast is gonna be fucking massive. Hey, this episode is brought to you by our merch. Please go get some merch at teespring.com/stores/thrillGMAT. There's heaps of mugs, shirts, jumpies, all kinds of stuff. I saw someone buy a Ben J mug the other day.
Really?
First one.
Boom.
Ben J mug, one of one sold.
Thank you, Georgia. If we, that intro.
Bought it to smash.
That intro was brought to you by a collective team. That was Amber_OXX and Gigi Geordie.
What, they really needed to go both in on that?
Two minds. Two minds.
Jesus Christ. I was sure it was going to end with Pupa, and it didn't.
That's what I said.
Put together a development team for one edit.
And
Pupa? Why do I have to be Pupa?
That is the better joke there.
Next week is sorted then.
That is truly upsetting.
Hello, everybody. My name is Matthew. I'm the host of the GMAT podcast. I'm joined by a very unwell co-hosting team. I got Aiden on my right.
Hi.
With a in a sling.
I'm in a sling. In a sex sling. You didn't?
We're fucking singing those hits of Grease and shit.
Yeah. It's a sex sling.
He's in a sling and you didn't. I bet. If he still had the cast on, he'd be like,
yeah, that still wouldn't fucking.
It just keeps one arm on that particular angle. If you were in France, that'd be called a fuck swing.
And of course, Ben J, thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's on fire tonight.
One joke I'll be doing this week.
Yeah. Wow. Is this gonna be like that one you did after you went to Phillip Island?
Oh, when he was half asleep?
Laid down on the couch for the whole podcast.
With his sunglasses on inside.
I think that was the first time I seriously started considering getting the ball rolling on a video podcast. I was like, this is a missed opportunity.
Is it? What was?
Yeah, you were lying down on that couch. Yeah. It was there. It was over there. Feet up. And I was the only one that could see your eyes because I could see past. I could just see. I was on the right angle to just see in that way.
Yeah.
I think they were not open.
I think contextually, it would have been nice for people to see you laying down. Otherwise, you were just shit that week.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think the angle that I'm on should detract or contribute to how shit I am. I was just shit. Prostrate or upright, just shit.
Should have weekended Bernie's view.
Has everyone feeling? Does anybody want more light? I didn't say this before the podcast started. Do we need to turn that on?
Are we
feeling dark today?
I'm happy in the darkness.
Mm. Yeah, whatever.
All right. How is everybody before we get into the sagas of broken arms and ulcered stomachs and tired bends?
Well,
I'm fine.
Yeah, my elbow's fucked. But yeah, let's talk. Go what?
And your tummy is a bit iffy.
But other than that, I'm fine.
And Aiden?
I'm fine.
Oh, that's good.
I'm fucking balls deep in uni at the moment. So, it's a good, this is a really good excuse to not be doing university.
Having a broken arm.
Yeah. No, the podcast.
Oh, yes.
Just before the podcast, I was doing it. And just after it, I'll be doing it.
Back to it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on a week off and I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Not to brag, having a really good week. For those who listen to the podcast but don't look at the other GMAT stuff out there, you might not know that I took a week off. We took a week off from the podcast as well. There was no podcast last week. There was actually going to be a podcast last week, but then Tuesday, it was just going to be me and Ben because you were working and doing the comedy festival.
That's
and
right.
It was just a busy week for you. So we went, oh, me and Ben will just do one. And then I think Tuesday, I don't know, at like midday or something, I messaged Ben and I was like, look, let's cancel today because I've started vomiting. And I was like, I just vomited today. I'm not feeling my best. And then the next day I was still feeling unwell and I went to the doctors and he was like, oh, all the anti-inflammatory medication that you took during your wisdom teeth recovery. And then I've been taking Voltaren for my neck as well.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you've probably got an ulcer in your stomach or in your lining or inflammation of blah, 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 blah. And then I just felt like shit and I was like, you know what? So I messaged all the people at work and I was like, look, can I take a week off starting now? Push some things back, blah, 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 blah. And they said yes and that was awesome.
Great.
And so I made a message for the GMAT community letting them know I was taking a week off and everyone was lovely. It's like 150 comments on that last video. Everyone was just like, yeah, fuck yeah. So we're coming back on Friday. By the time this podcast is out, I'll really be back.
We get a fucking break. Thank God.
Big fucking break from this dickhead. And then to take the wind out from under my wings, to take the spotlight, as always.
Yeah.
What happened at netball, Aiden?
I fell over.
You fell over at netball?
I fell over at netball. You know, I'll tell you this much. I've never been laughed at by more doctors in my life. I fucking fell over. Let me put it this way. Playing mixed netball, I'm playing in the defense. Some guy tries to lob the ball over the top of me, so I jumped up. To try and like swat it away. I just missed it. And as I'm turning, as I'm falling like down just to land on my feet, I turn.
You don't normally call that falling.
Landing, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so I jumped up and I'm coming down to land and I twist at the same time because the ball's gone past me. So I need to find out where the ball is. And as I turn around, I notice that there's a woman probably the size of my hand. She's so, so small, right? Right underneath me. She wasn't there where I jumped. She's run right underneath me. So I turn around. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I tried to like get out of her way.
Mm-hmm.
But in obviously, yeah, but didn't work. Hit her. We both go down. I instinctively trying to like stop her from falling. Because if she falls and I fall on top of her, she's going to get hurt. So I like grabbed her.
Wouldn't want her to break her arm.
Right. So I like grabbed her with my left hand and sort of shoved her out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then landed on my right arm. Bang. And I was like, ooh, that was sore. Quite sore. Like sort of like did one of those, like hyperextended my elbow.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. Oh, that's quite sore. Everyone was like, ooh, are you okay? To the girl. And she's fine. I've got, you know, at this point, all I think I've got is a grazed knee. So I'm like, who cares, right? And my elbow starts turning. I'm like, oh, actually, that's quite sore. They don't have any ice at this fucking netball place, which is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I go off, watch the last quarter thinking, oh, you know what? This is going to just bruise whatever. Go to the comedy festival to do the show.
Mm-hmm.
You came on Wednesday, didn't you?
I don't know. Yeah, I think yeah. You did. Yeah, you yeah, sent yeah. me the message saying that you'd broken your arm that day, so...
No, I sent the next day.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. No, Wednesday. Ben came and saw that show on Wednesday. And I saw him. And I didn't even mention that I had a sore arm. I just was
he
like...
He was very brave.
No, I just was like, it doesn't hurt all that much. And then I got... And when I was changing, I was like, oh, this is quite sore. And I got home and it was like the size of my head. I was like, oh, no, that can't
it's
be
like
good.
It's like a cartoon. It was going...
yeah, it was bad. So I went to the physio. The physio's like, yeah, no, I don't think it's broken, but we'll do an x-ray just to make sure. Yeah. It's not broken. It doesn't give me any broken vibes. Stupid idiot. It's broken. Badly.
Now, to be fair, I said it probably wasn't broken, and it isn't. It's shattered.
Yeah, it's not shattered. It's all the way down my arm is like a slice of... I said to Matt and Beck before, if you just take
easily
a
confused.
Slice of cake...
Both sexy and thick.
...out of the just the length of my bone... Sound like
slice
a
slice of cake.
Yeah, like a triangle.
So take
that's
his
the shape.
Bone, go from his elbow is the hard crust of the piece
right?
of cake
so
or
pie.
So
you're looking at the top of the bone like that. Now just take a piece of cake out of it.
And you're just long ways down the bone.
All the way down.
Big triangle going down his bone from his elbow.
Yeah.
His elbow is the base of the triangle.
Where'd the bit go?
His wrist is
it's
the
It's still
tip.
In there.
It's floating around.
Yeah, it's just not connected. So they're hoping it'll just...
Well, that's a point of contention with the doctors, isn't it?
Right. So my surgeon... Because I had to go to theater.
Get a load of this fucking rich boy, my surgeon.
I had to go to see an orthopedic surgeon, which was a fucking nightmare. It cost me so much money for the 30 seconds I was in.
I'm
the
sure
office.
He's finally glad to have something to do, though.
Him? Yeah.
Your surgeon, after having all those years just sort of sitting around, like, I wonder if today's the day.
Shut the fuck up. He's like, yeah, you might need surgery, you might not. We'll know next week. Right. I was like, sorry.
What happens next week?
Sorry.
We're coming to smash the other elbow. Only the worst one gets surgery.
Yeah, it's fucked. So now I'm kind of like just keeping it in my little sling. Doing no the show still. Now. No, I had a
so
cast.
Wait, there's just a bit of bone floating around.
There's a hole. So, okay. So this, everybody outstretch your arm.
At home.
All right. And in your forearm, you've got two bones. Not quite like that, Ben. Mm. You got two bones.
Thank God there's no video right? podcast.
You got your bone that twists your arm. And then you got your bone that sort of bends it.
Okay.
Right. So the one that I fucked up is the twisty one.
Right.
So that one has just cracked all the way, the whole length of it.
Because chipped, I landed. Chipped a bit at the top.
Chipped the whole, all of it's cracked and sort of come off.
Yeah, okay.
You need 20 cc's of milk stat.
Well, my grandfather, not sexy business, is every corner of the house, grandfather,
yeah.
said very seriously, Aiden, you just haven't been eating enough cheese. That's the problem with you.
He could be right. I don't know how much cheese you're eating.
Probably enough. I had a
this young man, he's got a shattered elbow and seriously low amounts of cheese.
It's like
20 cc's of cheese stat.
Yeah. This boy needs feta cheese.
Papa, do you know who the fuck you're talking to, mate?
I love cheese.
Yeah, cheese is the bomb.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why are you eating so little of it?
I don't drink milk. Maybe that's why. I think milk's disgusting.
I was saying,
you get you milked up.
Let's
boy.
Get down to the gym. Let's do some fucking arms. Build some resistance on those bones.
Well, he's having a little bit of trouble in that area.
Let's
at the
do
moment.
It
I'm
now.
Not sure if you're aware
we're gonna do it right now. But
go
I
to
might
the gym.
Do it later.
Let's do a little arm.
I can't even start my car. Probably driving is a nightmare because I can't reach over my steering wheel. So I open the door, turn the car on.
You just
get
have to
in.
Take your surgeon everywhere with you and get him to start the car for
you. You ruined an experiment of mine because when. While I was driving home the other day,
yeah,
and I was thinking about you with your broken arm,
yeah,
I was like, oh, he would only be able to drive one arm. I'm going to drive one arm from the supermarket home.
Yeah,
solidarity.
Yeah, no, but I did it just to see if it was hard, and I was like, that was piss easy. And I got home and I was like, oh, no, he broke his left one.
So no, I broke use, my right.
Broke
one.
His right one. So I've, yeah.
But you also, when it wasn't in the sling, and until yesterday, it was in a cast. I couldn't even have it that just on the bottom to stabilize.
Wait, how long was it in a cast for?
So I go to the emergency room because my doctor calls me. The x-ray. So, okay, so they go to the physio. The physio says, I don't think it's broken. Go get x-rays. Go to the x-ray place. The woman at the x-ray place was the biggest meanie poo I've ever experienced.
Oh, what a meanie poo.
She was such a meanie poo. So we go up to the thing. She's like, I need you to twist your arm. And I was like, hey, so here's the thing.
What do you mean?
I can't.
What do you mean?
She was rude.
But in what?
I'm
like
telling
you're
you.
Just there. She's a receptionist?
No. She's the woman that does the x-ray.
Radiologist.
So come with me. Yeah. Come with me.
Right.
Put your arm on this piece of, you know, those squares that they put.
You want to get that x-ray, that piece of shit arm?
Right.
Why bother? Just
no,
chop it off.
She was fine.
Garbage.
But she was like, very like, this is how it's going to happen. And she was trying to twist my arm. And I was like, hey, I can't do that. And that's the reason I'm here. I can't twist the arm. Because it's I think it's broken. So could you just?
You think it's broken? Well, then why are you wasting my time? Oh, it's so broken. Just go and get it cut.
So she literally just grabbed my arm and twisted it.
Hey, yo,
and I was
whoa.
Like, ah, like really, truly, truly horribly painful. And she's like, I keep it there. And then she'd go, okay, relax. and I'm like, I am relaxed. She says, no, you can flip your arm back.
You know how I know you're not relaxed? Because you're sweating so much.
Yeah, why
stop
why are you
biting
crying?
That piece of leather what? And relax.
Why are you crying?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there weeping from this pain. So then I got a call from the physio the next morning.
Wait, was that the when you were at the hospital?
That was at the okay. x-ray. That was Thursday.
Yep.
So we get the results Friday. The physio says, hey, calling, you're in pain because your arm's broken badly. I would suggest going to your GP. And I was like, thank you, physio, for absolutely nothing. Goodbye. Hang up. Go to the GP.
Do I get a refund or?
He didn't actually make me pay, thank God.
Oh, okay.
Because he was like, I couldn't do anything for you. Just go get your x-ray. So I go to the GP. GP was like, first of all, oh, I'm so mad. I took my x-rays. Because they gave you, like, sort of print out your x-rays. Mm-hmm. And then I had to dictate what the radiologist had told me was wrong with my arm to the doctor. Because she was like, let me see your x-rays. And she looks at them, she goes, yeah, I can't really. What did the radiologist say? And well, I was like, the radiologist the says, yeah, the radiologist says there's a substantial fracture in the
doctor's
didn't
swaying.
You always have that?
Right, so I'm literally going,
I can't make heads or tails of this, actually. Yeah. Oh, it's upside down.
Yeah, like a radial joint effusion.
Radial? Radial, that's a funny word, isn't it?
Right. Radial. Well, I'm so fucking bored.
Then I was like, so it's broken. She's like, yeah, it's broken. I was like, can you put a cast?
Oh, more arm shit. I'm always doing arm shit.
I was also like, could you explain what's going on? Because I'm not really sure. She looked around, she went,
hang on. First name, Aiden, right? Okay, and it's an arm thing again. Yeah. Fracture. And it's in the arm, is it?
That's right.
Right. So these are the... Oh, why are these fucking things always in black and white? Aiden says that, yeah. Arm. I'm assuming that's an arm. I've never actually seen inside an arm in the flesh, but I see these pictures and I assume that that's...
Do you know what's even worse?
What it is?
She couldn't figure out which way the arm was pointing in the x-ray. Because she couldn't figure out if that was the right... And I was like, that's the forearm.
Hold up the sore one and I'll just hold this over the top and sort of trace exactly. over it.
In her defense, the radiologist had fucking spun your arm around like a Tarantino movie.
Right, so you explain to me what's going on? Because I still don't know what's going on. She's like, well, she looks around. She goes, well, I don't have an arm model, so I can't explain it to you.
What?
And I was like, oh.
She needs the stuff in the room.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
Hang on, just give me a second. Okay, wrist bones connected to the thumb bone, thumb bones connected to the... What's the second verse? Wrist bone connected to the wrist bones. Oh, fuck, I always get stuck at wrist bone.
She sucked. So when I was leaving, I was like, thank you for absolutely nothing. And I really was like so furious. I was in so much pain and I was like, that was useless. I'm going to the hospital. So then I go to the hospital. And
you went to your GP and like, look, I can't make heads or tails of it.
Yeah, she was like, I don't know what's going on. She's not my usual doctor either. She was just, because it was such a spur of the moment.
She was the only one that was plaster
right?
or
right. She was like,
plaster. What am I? Hang on, fucking drywall here. Get out of here, you.
Go to the hospital. Stupid pictures. Just go to the hospital. And I was like, oh, all right.
She couldn't be bothered.
No. So then I go to a hospital, and I thought, will I go to a public hospital or go to a private hospital? I wanted it to be quick because I needed to go to the comedy festival, and obviously, by now it was 4 o'clock. So I go to a private hospital. It cost me so much money to just get into the fucking emergency department because
surgeon couldn't give you like a referral or something?
Nope. I hadn't seen him yet. Right? So I go there.
He has not entered the story yet.
Okay. I calmly walk up to the woman at the thing and I said, hello, I have a broken arm. She's like, oh, do you? I said, yes. She's
Would like, you like okay. to see my x-ray?
Yeah, I had him. I was like, do I need it? She's like, no. And I was like, okay.
Which way is that pointing?
Okay, go and sit down. Sorry, go and sit down. An hour later, she comes back and she says, come through. And I was like, yes, finally. No, come through. What's your name? I'm just finally being triaged.
Computers right? started up. We'll
She's like, could
details.
You just fill out this form? And I was like, no, I'm right-handed and I can't use my arm. She's like, I guess I'll fill it out for you. It's like, thank you so much. Then they make me pay. Then I go back and sit down and finish the season 8 of The Office. And I was like nowhere near. It took me another 2 hours in that waiting room.
I remember when he messaged this. That was the point you messaged me and I was my tum sore. And I was just sitting there feeling sorry for myself. And you messaged me and I was like, ah, here we go. Aiden, he'll cheer me up.
Sorry. So then they call it, come through and they go in. We go into the emergency department where I get my. Where I get my own little room, I place a little box with a curtain. And they were like, would you like the bed? And I was like, I don't need the bed. I'll sit on the thing with my arm on the little desk. I'll be fine. Have my phone, have my AirPods. And I was like, hey, just so you know, just asking, how long is this going to take? And she was like, well.
Should have taken the bed.
Right? She's like, well, the doctor's not even in the ward. The nurse looked at me and said, this is going to take a very long time.
My God.
And I feel like if a nurse tells you it's going to take a very long time, you're going to be here for hours.
I feel like they're going to, that's them trying to psych out all the hypochondriacs and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not even fucking that sick then. I'll go home.
It works because I went to the hospital on the same day and they said 6 or 7 hours. I'm like, all right, I'll go die. I'm going home.
Yeah, nah. I had to.
But because obviously you're going to be there all night. How did they deal with the comedy festival show without you?
No, I went.
Oh, you made it in time? I got there, sorry, I felt like you were there for all
I was. The, I got there at 4 o'clock. By the time I get into the thing, it's 6. By the time the doctor sees me, it's 8. Uh-huh. By the time I have my cast on, I'm ready to go, it's 9.
Is it a late show?
The show starts at 10:15.
Okay. Yeah, comedy festival, I forgot.
Right. But they were like, we'll give you a drip. And I was like, why am I getting a drip? I've got a broken arm. She's like, I'm not sure. It's just procedure. But then the student nurse was doing
Everybody gets a drip.
Right. The student nurse was doing it and she fucked up. And then the like the nurse that knew what she was doing came in and tried, and she was like, "Nah, you just have shit veins." I was like, "Oh, I guess. All right, cool."
Shit bones, shit veins.
Yeah, it was just fucked.
Call that a vein.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
God.
So then the doctor came in. He was like, "I'm doing this. This is very temporary. You'll get a better cast on Monday. Come Monday." My surgeon's like,
"Can we just do the good cast now?"
That's just some shit I had in the back room. We're doing a back slab. Which is just like a fucking big piece of plaster at the base of your arm, like up here. And then the rest of it's just shittily wrapped in sort of bandages.
Like it's like a fucking splint that they've done in the forest.
Yeah.
To just like keep you going till Monday.
The Walking Dead.
Yeah, it's feel like it's what I would have done if I
real bush
needed to at home.
So they got a stick and they wrapped the stick around your arm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was it.
3 hours.
And that cost me $300.
AMC's.
And as...
The Walking
Aid. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. What's 4 to 9? 5 hours? 6 hours?
Well, all time.
4 hours.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, six.
5 hours.
5 hours. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, we're shit at maths as a collective.
Nah, yeah. It's not maths, it's time. Yeah, works differently.
Yeah.
That's a...
So it's a fucking ordeal. And then I went and did the show.
And you fucking smashed it.
Yeah.
What were they like? Were they, when you're like, "My arm's broken," are they like, "Well, we'll make it work," or were they like,
"Oh, they were really lovely." They were like, "Oh, Jesus Christ, go and figure it out," because they didn't know until, because that morning I didn't say call them and be like, "Hey, my arm's broken." I'm like, "I'm gonna be there, I just might be there a little bit late."
Yeah.
And they were fine. When I got there, like, "What do we need to cut?" And I was like, "Nothing. I got it in a sling.
Throw me against that fucking wall. I don't give a shit."
Yeah, no, I was fine. I don't quite die as explosively as I used to.
Just take a knee.
It was broken.
And scene.
It was. Now I just hit the wall and slide down.
Oh, that's clever.
Spoilies.
Yeah, but I'm not telling anybody where it is or what it is. So.
Yeah, yeah. Good call. Good call. Good
call. Be done by the time this comes out, won't it?
Mm-mm. Well, when does it come out? Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah,
maybe Sunday. Show. We'll see.
Sunday is when Sunday's when it finishes.
There you go.
God damn. What a fucking ordeal.
Yeah. So now I'm just, you know, in pain a lot.
And I'm not. I'm pretty much done.
Well, that's good news.
I get a little bit of diarrhea and stuff, if anybody cares about that. Try to send
operating procedure, though, isn't it?
I keep trying.
You'd be fucking running to the hospital if you suddenly have
different.
Solid shit.
It's different. It's really different. I sent a picture to
Aiden. Yeah, he sent me a picture while I was in the hospital. He's like, "Hey, do you want to see a picture of my shit?" And I was like, "No, I don't. It's not going to help."
And then he got it.
I was so mad.
And he's like, "Why'd you do it?" I tried to do it then, and I was like,
"No, don't." And he's like, "Oh, no one wants to see a picture of my shit."
Yeah.
He's genuinely annoyed.
He messaged when I saw it. When I saw it, I understood every fear
of
just everything that he'd been talking about. I was like, "Yeah, everything you've said, we need to, you need to, you need to get on top of it."
As I remember, the doctor
that's
said,
"That's what the poo looks like."
The doctor said, "Because the only thing with the ulcers are very common, but a bleeding ulcer can be fatal." So the second he told me that, of course, I fixated on that. And I'm like, "How do I tell if it's bleeding?" He's like, "If your poo is black or dark brown, go to the hospital." I was like, "That's not fair,
all
sir.
Poo, yeah.
That's not fair trick because question. I often do dark brown poo.
What if it's smelly green? And you do it on the toilet, that'll mean that your ass is bleeding."
That's why I went to the hospital. That picture that I sent to you is the reason I went to the hospital.
It was like a zebra shit.
It looked horrendous.
It's so dark.
It was very dark.
Do you know what's worse? I can still see it very vividly in my mind.
Yeah.
It wasn't like PTSD.
Yeah. Shut up. It wasn't like
name of the podcast is gonna be PTSD.
It wasn't like a poo. It was like just a mound of different. There was so many different parts and moving bits to this whole image.
You ever seen Harry Potter when he eats those licorice things that stab him? Somebody in the audience will know. Okay.
And then he shits for 3 days.
That's what it looked like. That's what it looked like.
You look into the bowl and you're like, "There's my poo in there." But then mine was, there's no water. You don't see water anymore. My poo takes up the entire space that the water of the bowl takes.
Mm.
And it's just like Cold Rock ice creamery, chocolate ice cream, which is some licorice shit thrown in there and some peanut butter for good measure. It was a mess.
I'm hungry.
You remember the story I told about the girl with the towel in her butt?
Yeah.
I told that to the guys that are doing this comedy festival show. And then one of them used it at a stand-up bit. He claimed my joke.
Wait, as his own?
Yeah.
Fuck.
No, it's not a joke. He claimed my story.
What was the story?
A friend went back to a hotel with a guy that she met and he put a towel, like a hot towel, Turkish up her towel, ass,
Turkish towel,
thumbed it into her butt, and then fucked her, and
pulled
then
it out,
pulled it out, and she shit everywhere.
It's a very, it's a classic in the GMAT.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How is that a stand up thing though?
Oh well, that's it. He was at like an improv night where he was like hosting and got to do all the suggestions. Like he would tell stories and then they would improv the suggestions. And he was like, I used the story. And I was like, oh, did you? How'd you do it? And he's like, well, I just told the story. And I was like, as if it was yours? And he's like, yeah, as if it was mine. I was like, the fuck is wrong with you?
You fucking dog.
Well, to be fair, it's not yours either.
Yeah, but I told the story.
You were Mr. Towel.
No, I'm not Mr. Towel.
Although I do, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
Because then instead of being like a friend of mine's friend, just cut out the friend.
Yeah, that's true. Just say, just
a friend of mine.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what? I've changed my
Ben,
tune.
You've changed my tune.
Well done, Ben. Hey.
You're here to change. I guess we've all learned something here today.
Yeah. Yeah. You remember the Turkish towel? This is not really a podcast worthy, okay. But I'm going to bring it out now there. Then. The yolk thing that was in the post show.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a message. It was Goldie or Millsy. I can't remember which one.
Goldie doesn't watch the podcast, so listen to the podcast. So it's got to be Millsy.
Millsy then. Although maybe not Millsy. I won't. But yeah, anyways. So he's like, I fucking love that bit. Right after you guys messaged me, said, why didn't that make it in the main
show? I was so convinced the egg stuff was going to get in.
Because I don't usually take stuff from the post show and put it into the podcast. So I just was like, no, I'm not going to do that. But I didn't, while you guys were saying, I didn't understand what you were talking about.
The yolk thing.
Like that you would choke on, you know, you would go on, like you get a bit of yolk in your throat, like that thing.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm pretty sure you said when we'd finished recording, you're like, oh yeah, I'll put that in.
Yeah, you did say that. Yeah. It was just too much.
I think it was just because I don't get it. The podcast didn't feel that good, and then when we got to the post show, I was like, that's a good bit. I'm gonna scram it in there. So then when I was editing the podcast, I was like, it was fine. But you were saying you choke on yolk.
Yolk choke. Wait, yeah.
In what context?
I don't know. He said it.
Oh, Ben, what context do you choke on yolk?
When it's hard boiled and you boil it so much that the yolk's dry, God, and it goes a bit green. It
when
gets
you could
powdery.
Like throw it. Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
I hate that.
So I had some egg in a salad the other day.
Yeah.
And there I was like, and I was trying to make myself choke.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm just going to see. Like,
you're fucking
not,
idiot.
Not,
what is wrong with you?
Not properly choked.
I'm going to drive with one arm. I'm going to try and choke on an egg.
I was kind of trying to like swallow it slowly just to see. Cause like, what are they fucking talking about? And then I did it and I went. Really, really, really choked. And I was like, oh, this works. Yeah.
Yeah, but I usually choke because I put the whole egg in my mouth. Because it's like, oh,
you're golden with that as long as you don't chew. If you just. You're good to go.
Shell and all?
Whatever, man. Whatever.
How much eggshell do you think you've ever eaten?
I've probably done a full egg.
Do you think so?
Not in one go, but whoa. I think if I accumulated it all.
How just liberal are you with your egg cracking?
Ah, whatever, man. It's where all the protein
serious?
Is.
No way.
Wherever it lands, it lands.
That can't be true.
Play where it lies.
I spent so much time picking out eggshell.
Well, here's the thing. Would you rather eat eggshell, which has been boiled in water and is beautifully sterilized, or would you rather stick your finger in a... trying to fish it out and it always goes past your finger and then you get a fork
spoon.
And then it goes off the edge of the fork or the spoon.
Yeah, I'd rather go. Well, the problem is I think I need to step up my egg cracking technique because at the moment I just hold the pan and just piff the egg into it.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then pick out different bits.
That's your problem.
That's my problem probably. Yeah. I got to crack it. Like, can you do a one-handed egg crack?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Really?
Two hands at once.
Could you?
He just does two eggs at once.
Oh, two eggs. Could you do four eggs in two hands?
Because I do two hands at once. I just do one egg.
Yeah, that's right. Because I use two hands also.
One hand, one egg.
Do you, not pick the shell out with shell? That's the way you do it. You get the shell that you've got to get the shell out. It's the only thing that gets through the egg and fucking gets shell out.
Yeah, takes one to know.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, I do that.
I'm a sleeper agent.
Yeah, I do that.
You don't do
that. Are you talking about hard boiled or are you talking about when it's raw? Yeah, because of the membrane.
Yeah, but that's what you're talking about. Just ramming your finger in there to try and get the bit of shell out.
Yeah, yeah, for that. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I've never thought of it.
That's
never
how you.
That.
That's like
I eat egg all the time.
That's what like mums say. They say the only way to get shell out of like egg is to get the bit of shell, and you go like that, and it just cuts mother, through the egg, takes the shell.
My mother has different sayings.
Yeah, hers a little more foreign. They're like
yeah. What's oh God,
oh right. God,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's okay. What's
I'm
your,
telling
what's,
you, this egg material has legs.
Where do you
only for the potion?
Where do you crack your egg?
Huh?
Are you a side of the bowl guy, or are you just countertop. Bang.
I'll throw the egg where it wants to go. I can do bench, table, head, fine, give a shit.
Really?
I'll do whatever.
I'm awfully gentle and I never crack it enough.
Let me ask you this, gents, while we're doing our riveting egg chat. Are you flat surface crackers or are you edge crackers?
Both. Oh,
that's what I just asked you.
I'm like
you.
Mongo kicker.
You just said where, just generally.
What, yeah, are you bench top or what? I said bench top or side of the bowl.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I'm only half listening because I'm thinking about eggs a lot.
I'm a side surface guy. Yeah. Like I want a corner.
Side.
Like
so you're doing like 90 degrees. You want gravity.
No. I want a corner. So edge of bowl, edge of stovetop.
Hits the roof. The stovetop at home. Back down, I catch it.
Is up probably edge of a pan. Couple of millimeters. Edge of pan is a good one. Except then sometimes a little bit of the stuff comes out. And
I think you just got to be confident. Pan. When you go to do it, you got to do it hard. Because like you do it hard, you do it quick. You're not going to lose eggs. You're never going to do it so hard the egg just smashes. But if you do it too soft, you fucking start getting little bits of shell and they go tick, 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 and the shell's going inside the egg. You just gotta bang, pop, tss.
Yeah, and recently I've been making fried eggs, which is not common for me. And I've broken the yolk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the best part of the egg. Sunny side up. I actually prefer over easy, but that's another
You like
story.
A runny yolk.
I love a runny yolk. Do you not like?
I love a runny yolk.
Yeah, runny yolk with some toast. Absolutely.
Oh, man, me or me.
Yeah, delicious.
Yeah, I do. You know what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, come on, have eggs for dinner.
Yeah, fucking. Well, they'll stop. They bind you up. You can't have too many eggs.
Yeah. I need some binding up.
You need some binding.
I did see that
fuck,
yeah, no.
Yeah.
Do you want to say some egg material
quickly,
for next
when
week?
I was at the hospital.
Yes, please.
I was like, they were like, what's your pain level out of 10? And I go, I don't know, probably a 6. It's
probably
all right.
An egg.
Right, it hurts, but I'll be all right. They were like, well, do you need some painkillers? And I was like, well, yeah, I wouldn't mind. And they're like, okay, we'll go get you some.
I've paid the bill.
So they go and they come back and she just has it in a cup, like one of those little things. And I was like, okay. And I went to take them and I went, wait a second, what are these?
It's heroin.
She goes, it's endone.
Oh, fucking hell.
Which is essentially heroin. It's so strong.
Yeah.
It's an opiate. And I was like, whoa, why? She's like, well, because you said your pain was quite high. And I was like, it's not.
You seem cool.
Any more she party? Gave me 2 endone. I would have fucking died.
All right. Well, I'll go and fucking She's get like, some I guess, ecstasy and put that in there. Keep
I
you
I guess
up.
We'll go and get you some, you know, Panadine Fort. And I was like, yes, that's more my speed.
We'll get you some Panadol, you fucking
It was
vitamin
pussy.
C tablet.
My dad fell pussy. Off a roof. Fell off a roof and shattered his arm. Right. What's that called? Compartment syndrome. Compart syndrome. It was like shattered into too many pieces.
Compound from
No. It was like he fell and he shattered on it. And then it's called compartment syndrome, where your bones are now can't form back together individually. So you have to open yourself up and give them a framework, like some metal.
Okay.
Right. So that's when you get people with screws and plates and things in there.
Yeah.
And they were, he was on a 2 endone every 2 hours. And I fractured my little bone. They were like, here's 2 endone.
They don't give a fuck now. They're just like, they're throwing it at you.
It's crazy.
Mouth.
Anyhow, sorry, I just wanted to mention.
Just like a puppy used to take.
That's right.
Every corner. What the fuck? All right, let's do this.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
Put on your laughing shoes, fuckheads, because it's time for.
I make you laugh. I'm here to fucking amuse you. What do you mean, funny?
Bruce jokes.
One of my favorite new segments is Bruce jokes. During lockdown, our friend Bruce, who lives with me, started writing jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent them to me. I shared them on the podcast. They went down like gangbusters. They went down on
like butter.
They went on like gangbusters, and everyone seemed to enjoy it. And so he's
almost as good as a perfectly soft boiled egg.
Almost. So he's given us some more to add into the fold of great jokes. Would you guys like to hear some jokes?
Yes.
I can't hear you.
I'll reserve whether I want to hear them until after I've heard them.
Yes, I'd like to hear them.
All right. I just farted, but I'm 70% sure I just pissed my pants, and I'm 30% sure I've just shit. Running the numbers, I'm 100% sure I've just shit and pissed myself.
Pity laugh. Not funny.
Oh.
Next. I'm kidding. Next.
I was going to enter a triathlon this month, but athletics isn't my strong suit. An extra large $450 Jigglypuff one piece with elbow length latex gloves and studded heels. That's my strong suit.
Jigglypuff?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Ben, what's going on over there?
Oh, he's tired. Fine. He's laughing on the inside. Like all good jokes make you do. I just sold a AAA battery and 4 used carrots on eBay. Who knew people would buy that shit if you call it a PS4 with 2 controllers and FIFA? Who knew? I love them.
That's pretty good.
Aim loves them. Okay. What's going on over here? All right, Ben. What's the difference between jam and jelly?
Tell me right now.
Jam is a condiment made from pressed fruit and sugar, usually sealed in an airtight jar, whereas jelly is a fruit-flavored dessert made by warming and then cooling a liquid containing gelatin in a mold or dish.
So informative. I thought it was going to be something about jam in your dick or something.
Mm.
But it wasn't. It was just information.
That was it.
It's Bruce Factoids.
All operas are soap operas if you're eating soap instead of watching the opera.
What?
But where would the opera come into that? Yeah. You're not watching the opera, you're just eating soap.
Yeah, so it's just a soap.
It's just a man eating soap. It's not even just a soap.
All operas are soap operas if you're singing in your bathroom.
Hey, that's better.
Hey, well, not better.
No, fine. Let's say. I don't know.
All right, now, just another thought. Really, really have a think next time you say that you're in a pickle. Are you really in a mixture of vegetable and vinegar? Or are you just spat on us? Or have you just spat on
us? Fuck, he spent a lot of time at dictionary.com this week, hasn't he?
Don't interrupt.
You already fucked it. Try it again.
Are you all really right. In a pickle or are you...
I was wabbit season.
Really have a think next time you say you're in a pickle.
Yep.
Are you really in a mixture of vegetables and vinegar? Or have you just spat on a small woman at the mall because you thought she was a rubbish bin?
Fucking the worst reading of that I've ever heard.
I'm so sorry,
Bruce. Give me that.
Well, that's what, right, there's one more.
Okay, there's
one more. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I can't jelly my dick into your ass.
Sorry, go again.
I knew I was going to do something like that.
Go again.
Did you not hear it?
No. I tuned out just at the punchline.
Knock, knock.
Whom's there?
I can't jelly my dick into your ass.
You get it? Yeah. From a couple of jokes earlier.
It's a throwback.
Yep.
That one's pretty good. That's a classic. I like that one.
That one was all right. And one of the other ones was all right.
Yep.
So, that's look, I think he's got potential, but I think he needs to, you know, really sharpen his 5 minutes if he wants to make it with the big boys.
Smooth transition.
Tell me about the cyclist.
Huh?
Tell me about the cyclist.
Oh, what happened with the cyclist?
Cyclist.
He messaged me the other day and he said, hey, if I forget, remind me about something about a cyclist.
So this is the thing, is that I've been like, I prefer to just have the stories come up naturally, but I haven't told a story in a while, I don't think. So I was like, oh, remind me about this and I'll tell you. And now that it's been built up, it's not that great. But anyway.
Have we ever heard that story that he built up forever?
Yeah, we did eventually.
Oh, great.
And I was told very poorly.
It wasn't told poorly.
Driving home, not to its full potential. I don't remember what the story was. I remember being like, it wasn't great. Anyway, driving home the other day.
Yes.
And I'm up in Box Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's the roads and they cross over.
I know those roads.
Yeah. So I pull up, red light.
Yep.
I'm sitting there. This cyclist, like push bike, just goes straight past me, through a red light.
Oh, no.
Then like 2 seconds pass and a car goes past. No, he just zooms through.
Thank God.
Dude, the fuck?
Whoa.
If anyone's going to be doing that, it should not be you. So he drives past and then I'm like, fucking idiot. My light goes green. The traffic abiding citizen that I am, I take off on the green light. But then I come down to the next. And I ran him over. And he learned his lesson that day, folks. No, but I get up to the next set of lights and he's for some reason decided he wants to stop at this one.
Yeah. Right.
And so I.
No.
Oh, with the window.
He stopped. He learned his lesson.
I said, hey, my name's Ben. I'm from the GMAT Potner. I said, hey, dude, what are you doing? You just went through a red light. Like up there, you nearly get yourself killed. He's like, oh, he was Kiwi. And I'm trying to remember how that accent goes. Anyway.
Oh, Nubru.
It's like Australian, except they say funny things.
What's up, brother?
Yeah.
I said, you just went through a red light. It's like, oh, yeah, man, look, when you've been hit as many times as I have, you've got to take your chances, eh? And I'm like, what the fuck? How does that make sense?
What do you mean?
He's like, bro, you got to take your chances, eh? I'm like, through red lights. That, no wonder you've been hit so many times. You're driving through fucking red lights.
Has he been hit?
He said if you've been hit as many times as I have.
You've
got to take your chances if you've been hit as many times as I have.
Oh my
God. I'm like, you must have been hit a lot because that makes no fucking sense. Anyway, that's what I thought. What I said was, no wonder you've been hit so many times. You're going through fucking red lights. He's like, oh, bro, the cars around here are so disrespectful. Like, what do you mean they're disrespectful? Like, man, they don't care. The cars are fucking disrespectful, bro. I just have to go through. And I'm like, they're probably not disrespectful. It's because you're going through red lights. You keep being run over.
Yeah.
And then the light goes green and I start to drive off. And I just go, bro, you got to try it sometime. The fuck? What is going on?
Holy fuck.
It was so red. God. It was so red. And he just, all the cars were stopped. And I just, and you just straight
through.
It's not
through. Even like on a push bike. You can't be. That's a motorbike. If you're sitting still in a motorbike,
it felt like, wow. Like it's just the wind, the sound of wind, and
but it's gonna take you 2 seconds, 3 seconds to cross an intersection.
Crossing three lanes, so he can only, it's not like it's a little across. It's three lanes of track.
He's like, one day that guy's gonna ruin someone's life.
You really met your match with like interactions. Like you usually wind down the window and you go, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, I fucked up." I'm so like,
"Well,
I'm
they just so get aggressive." He's like, "Yeah, man, I know. Straight through the red A." I was like, "What?" And you're just whatever.
Confused. I don't know what to do
it's
about this. Quite,
it's a red light. You're gonna get yourself killed. You gotta take your chances.
Oh my God.
Do you? Wait, is he right? Do you got to take your chances?
I guess I've got to take my chances. Hey.
I love that guy. I like his energy. He's going to die.
And that guy's probably already dead.
Yeah.
But he will have lived a fucking pretty sweet life. Just
was he wearing...
where I fucking want, bro.
I picture him in yellow lycra with a long, like a velindrome.
No. He wasn't like, you know, I'm trying to make up time. He was just like, he had a messenger bag and like a real shit helmet.
Right.
And like cargo shorts, but one of the legs was all chewed up and torn. And like a singlet.
This person doesn't have a job.
No, definitely not. His job's getting hit by cars and claiming insurance, I would assume.
I had a guy on a little moped the other day on the left, and then a ute's going to turn left. And he was this close to like, getting hit by this guy that was turned left. He just kept going, and the guy in the ute had to like stop. And I was like, you were so close to dying just then.
Mm-hmm.
Like bananas how close cyclists and
oftentimes cyclists and motorcycles have the right of way.
But there was no lane. There was no bike lane or anything like that. Oh. They were just on the left. You know how sometimes that's the only place to be.
Are they still allowed to zigzag through traffic?
I guess so. They do it all the fucking time.
Yeah, but I remember recently there was something about them not being allowed to do that anymore. If you're standing still and they zip through.
Yeah, no, because, right when I got my license on the bike years ago, like 20...
Years ago?
20... Yeah. 20, I don't know, it was all black and white when I was going for it. they just brought in that you're allowed to lane filter. So if it's got to be like less than 30Ks or something though, then you can go between lanes. Yeah. I don't know why the push bikes do it, because then everyone's just got to overtake them again. It's not like they're, hang on guys, I'll work that out now. I can go faster than you.
I mean, I
worked out a pedal real quick.
Nobody panic. I'm in third gear.
Fun fact as well, 5 years after Ben got his license, women
they invented the wheel.
Women were allowed to get motorbike licenses too. Yeah. And then 5 years after that, coloured people. So that was that's nice.
So good. Whether you think it's right or wrong.
You're old.
You're
fucking old. What else is going on, everybody? Boy, do we have something to catch you up on, Ben.
What?
Aiden and me, before all this sickness, before all the broken arms and stomach ulcers and everything, we watched The Exorcist.
Oh, Ben! For the first time ever.
Movie reviews with G-Mal and AJ.
Red Letter who? I don't know. Red Letter Media. Great.
Okay.
You'd seen it. You said you were like, what a fucking zinger.
Holds up.
I was just listening to that today because I'm at the end of that podcast just re-listening to it and you're talking about it. And I was like, yeah, that was like 2 weeks ago. It feels like that's like 2 weeks and 5 days ago or something that we were talking about that.
There you go. Soon to be 3 weeks. Approaching 3 weeks.
Which version did you watch, can I ask?
Oh, yeah, there are two versions.
It was sound and pictures. So...
Cool.
Movie.
How does it end?
Was it the original
OG?
Did she go backwards down the stairs in your version?
I don't remember.
Didn't go backwards down the stairs.
I don't think she did in the one.
What I came to learn is there's the original from 19 blah, 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 and then there's the director's cut from like 2003.
And that's got all the Palpatine, whatever his name is, with the faces in the wall that I go,
what?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, there are a lot of faces that show up. I remember reading one time in the one that we watched. Yeah, but I remember in the review that I was looking at which version we should watch. They were talking about this, like, flashing. They redo the soundtrack a little bit or tweak it a bit.
The and ending was different too.
The ending was like a bit different.
The priest and the detective, like, knew each other and or they, like, something.
Walk off, like, together or something.
That was weird.
Either way, there's that version.
I think I watched the original one.
Yeah, so did we.
That's what we watched.
But that scene, I do like that scene.
When she comes down the stairs.
Yeah, that's probably the bit about the extended version. I was like, oh, they should have kept that in.
So, I was uncomfortable the whole time.
It's got a very good sense of unease, doesn't it? Even though the whole first half of it is just like a girl pissed on the carpet and then she went to hospital and then it's
the hospital is fucking mental.
The pissing on the carpet was also kind of like, whoa. Like, because she was great.
She never did another movie.
Are you sure? I thought she's like a...
She did other stuff. She did a spoof one. She did a spoof movie.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah.
She's a... And as an adult, I was like, I know her face as an adult.
Oh, okay. Blake told me that. He's wrong then.
There's all these theories and conspiracies about the filming of that movie and how it was bad and all that sort of stuff.
Everyone associated with it died at some point.
But her in particular.
Everybody associated with everything dies at some point.
I seem to remember...
That's fucking deep.
Thanks, man.
The thing they said was like, they were like, oh, she had the worst time. And then she said something like, yeah, it was bad in the way that, like, the scenes where it was cold, I was in a robe and it was, you know, and when I got tossed around, I got hurt a little bit.
Yeah, that's, but it's didn't not destroy like her it life. Wasn't demonic, but yeah. And then like the mum, I think it was just like Friedkin's a bit fucking full on as a director. So, you know, when the mum gets thrown back into the wall and then the thing comes at her.
Yeah.
Some behind the scenes shit I was watching. And she was like, yeah, the stunt guys pulled me and they pulled me really hard. And I was like, guys, can you not do it that hard? They're like, I'm an actor. I'll act. And then the director goes, fucking really give it to her this time. Like, real old school filmmaking. Like, you know, the actors are just like, they're just props. We just do whatever we need to do with them. So like, I think it was bad in that way. It wasn't like, yeah, I had PTSD for years afterwards and mental scars. I thought I was actually possessed.
Thought she crawled on the walls, but she doesn't.
No, that's a different...
The Exorcist
so
3.
Afterwards, so we watched that and I was scared, but not like screaming. I never jumped.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I was always like, what the fuck?
See, that's what I think is horror. That's horror. Like, you have a sense of horror all the time.
I was horrified the entire time.
I said it's comparable to Hereditary. I was like, these Hereditary and Exorcist sit in the same world for me. They're both
so great.
It's
like as soon as the movies start, you're like, fuck this place. I would never live here. Yeah. Why are these people moving in? You can tell something's fucked up.
Yeah, like there's that growling in the ceiling and she like just goes up and I'm like, what are you doing? I know that you're not going to get got. I know that it's definitely not rats. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
The weird German butler, everything was weird about the whole movie, right? Just, it was all gross.
Yeah.
Then Matt put on, he was like, oh, I think it's this. This is the Exorcist where the woman crawls through the wall.
Yeah.
And the clip we watched is that clip in The Exorcist 3 with that woman that
if anybody's familiar with this, it's in like the famous jump scares. There's a scene, it's a single shot of the hallway of the hospital and you see one nurse lady making her way towards the camera from quite a distance and she checks in on rooms, she's locking doors, she goes to the thing, she looks, she fills out some paper, she goes into another room, goes inside the room, comes out of the room, and you're seeing the hallway, so you don't see the inside of the room. You just see a side view of her coming out of the room.
Yeah.
Turns around, locks the door, turns away to walk away from the door, and someone immediately comes out of the door in a long white robe and giant shears going to cut her head off, and it goes, and you're like, what the fuck?
He didn't tell me that was a jump scare, and I was just watching it, trying to find where the woman would be crawling on the wall. I almost hit the fucking ceiling. I was so scared.
Two very different exorcists.
So like, yeah. I was uncomfortable. You're right. I was horrified the whole time, and I was like, "This is fine."
She pisses on the floor. That's what I was. She was great. She was cute. She was sweet. She was an awesome actress.
I hated looking.
And then
at
when
her.
She pissed on the floor, I was like, "Yeah, this is off. This is not." And it's not terrifying. Be like, "Yuck! Fucking yuck!"
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep going.
I was just like, I thought it was fine, and I thought I was big brave boy, and then. I had to go to the toilet and I had to say to Matt, I was like, hey, don't you need to just not scare me.
You for your well-being, you need to
for
not
everyone's
right
sake,
now.
Yeah. You need to just stay on that couch.
Yeah.
Or I'll break your fucking right. elbow.
So I went into the bathroom. I locked the door. I turned the light on. I did my business. I came back out and I made sure to talk to you before I was anywhere near the kitchen. Matt? I was like, hey, Matt. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, nothing. Hey, it's all fine. Yeah. He does it all the fucking time when we're playing like a scary game or something. He'll talk to me like normal.
Yeah.
And then bang, he'll be right there and I'll shit myself.
What?
Oh, in the game.
In yeah, the game.
I don't like scaring people in person. I feel bad about that.
No, in person.
Yeah, no. There's rules. Scary movies and VR. You don't grab people. No, you don't go, bah, no. in the middle of a scene because that's fucking, that drives me crazy.
No, that's
not. I had a friend who you'd be watching Hereditary and you're watching them talk and they're talking quietly. It's building tension and the director and the writers and the sound people have all made such an effort to just build this environment. And then my friend goes, oh! I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Nah, you need to beat
Do you have
them
no
up.
Respect for the craft, sir?
You need to beat them up.
You, sir,
I'm not a filmmaker.
He took what they built and fucking to just
snatch your beret and scarf.
And I was like, I own it now and I'm going to make it worse.
It fucking is like someone's invested very cleverly in shares. They're managing your hedge fund. And then, you know, they put it in, well, we're going to see a term of investment for 2 years. And someone goes like, cash it out now. We made $2. It's like, no, let it build. We've got this whole thing.
It's so fucking, it was a great movie.
It's phenomenal.
My favorite bit is the, so she's in there and she's like, ah, I'm a little girl, help. And then she starts being like, and then at some point she goes, she goes from the weird like blah, 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 voice to that, you know what she did? Yes. You're counting daughters.
It's such a strange accent.
You said
to
that
have
last
chosen.
Week. You love that fucking
it's
man.
Such I've forgotten a strange about it until the last time I watched it. I burst out laughing in the middle of it.
It's such a strange accent to have gone with.
Well, it's the guy that died. The director of the movie. I can't remember his name. He's a famous actor. But you know how the homicide detective is investigating
head
it?
Head turned
around. It's that guy. But he's now in her or something because the whatever.
Wait, what?
That's the voice. That's why that voice is so strange. It's because it's the director of the, not Friedkin, the director of The Exorcist, but the guy who's directing the movie that the mum's acting in.
Oh,
and he had died mysteriously.
That fell down the stairs.
Yes, yeah. And they're like, that's
you know,
weird.
I thought that was the devil's voice. And I was like, why?
Well, I mean, it's
hello,
the,
it's me, it's Satan. Because you know what even also freaks me out is that the priest is Greek and she starts talking in Greek and the mother's talking in Greek and I can understand what the mother was saying.
Oh, yeah.
And it's freaking me the fuck out because the mother sounded like my grandmother and kind of looks
Matt,
like my grandmother.
Are you hearing it in Greek too?
Yeah, like, Matt?
No, that's I what, just hear it with like an Aussie twang.
That's what the demon was doing, remember? He like, he
so
impersonates
I,
people.
Yeah, but
that,
I understood that he was impersonating, the demon impersonated the
mum.
The mum.
To the priest.
To the priest, but
so
I
then
didn't
impersonate
understood.
The director to, no, I didn't get it either.
But it also doesn't make sense because that guy never talked like that. Because when he impersonates the mother, it's, my nanny, hey, why you leave me? I'm so happy. I'm so dead now and you fucking leave. And the Greeks, you know. Right? And that's all. Okay, obviously that's your yeah. But then the guy, the director in the movie never spoke.
He did, but he was, remember he was drunk and he was acting like
he never
asshole.
Said cunting.
No, but he had that like, oh, wow.
Well, it's not that you can only use words that we've seen used in scenes.
Yeah, but like kind of.
And he was drunk and slurring the whole time, and then he's yelling, "You know what she did?" So,
I think it's pretty full on when she fucking stabs herself in her
and
vagina
then
with
fucking,
the.
I knew that bit. I didn't know she grabs her mother's head and forces her to eat her out. That was gross too.
Yeah,
that was really full on. Fuck me, fuck me.
We used to do that at uni all the time. I don't know what at what point at uni we used to always say it was me and Cliff, or we used to go, "Fuck me, fuck me." or let Jesus fuck you.
That's such a full on scene. And then the ending is, you know, it is what it is.
I forget about the ending every time I watch the movie.
I knew that someone fell out the window, but I thought it was the old bloke. I thought the demon made this is because I never seen it, right? And I thought from all my clips and viewings of it, you know, just bits and pieces, that the demon forces the old bloke to von, what's his name? Max von Trier?
No, Max von Trapp?
I think it's Lars von Trier.
No, I'm talking. Yeah, you know, Sydow. Max von Sydow. I thought she made him jump out the window and then young, Greek man would finish it. But no, I don't like the way they done it.
I seem to remember the little girl not living. So then I was pleasantly surprised when
she was alive.
where the demon leaves her and takes the thing over.
Take me instead, take me.
I think he does it himself, right? He gets that he knows the demon's inside him. He's like, I'm going to kill myself.
Yes, and then he runs out.
Yeah, what a fucking legend.
But then I thought maybe the demon went into the friend because at the end of the director's cut, the friend's all weird.
The demon certainly doesn't die there.
No, he can't have.
The and friend? What friend?
The friend. You know how the guy goes, the priest goes, they're in like his dorm room and I thought they were gay for a while.
The guy who recommends him.
Yeah.
And at the end when he dies, he like comes over
he's
to
said,
him.
No!
And
he's like, George! Oh, Christ, George! Oh, God, George! I don't know if his name's George. That's just the Greek name. I don't
remember.
That guy, the friend, that consult. And then at the end of the director's cut, the detective comes and he's like, yeah, a word father. And the guy's like, yeah, what's up? And they're sort of like smirking at each other.
They do that thing. The you want to see a movie? I'm like, what's with this fucking detective and seeing movies?
Yeah. And then, that's the director's cut. And he says, you want to see a movie? And then the priest goes, yeah, here there's a good horror opening up this summer. And he turns to the camera and gives a wink. And goes, you got the touch. You got the power.
Yeah, that's the bit.
And then the credits roll.
And they freeze frame at a jump.
Yeah, they're jumping in the air.
Hey, it's Matty from GMAT. And don't forget that if you enjoyed this week's episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show available exclusively to our Patreon supporters over at patreon.com/TheRealGMAT. The podcast post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the regular podcast where we wrap up the show and discuss everything we didn't have time for. Don't forget to rate this podcast on your podcast app of choice and share it with all of your friends.